between. All right, guys. It's GPD here coming at you. We are right after the Microsoft press conference. I'm here with Wombat and Shipwreck, and I'm also here with Flynn and David from Gay Gamer.
Woo!
Yeah.
So let's start with Wombat. What'd you think?
Kinect. I'm not a fan.
Too much Kinect in that press conference.
Way too much Kinect. And it looks as though they're finally going to make the Episode 1 equivalent of a Star Wars game. So I can't wait for that.
Right, where you can't actually control the guy. You just swing your arms. Yeah, you can't control where he moves.
And you don't even hold a lightsaber. You just kind of pretend to hold a lightsaber.
Right. There's nothing to hold. You just wave.
Wave.
Right. Nobody can see you moving your hands.
I work better with my hands. I do this when we record, but you normally can't see me. Right. This exact motion.
All right, Ship, step up here, Ship. What do you think?
I was paying attention for the first half of it, the first half hour or so. There was some good stuff. The Halo Reach ship battles looked awesome.
I must have been tweeting during that because I was talking with Nick from Co-Optimus, and he's like, oh, the ship combat looks cool. I was like, ship combat?
Yeah, it looks like the Star Wars Starfighter, Jedi Starfighter stuff that was on Xbox. It looks good.
I don't know how I missed that. I think I was too busy helping Flynn with his Twitter.
Yeah, like all the first half hour was just like cutscene or gameplay footage of all games that I want to play. And then
you have all the games you don't want to play. You have Wii Sports HD and...
I don't want to shout at my Xbox and make it do stuff. I don't want to wave at my Xbox. I don't want any of that.
You don't
want
to say Xbox... off. Xbox out.
I don't get it. I'm still have to turn it on with my finger.
Right.
I guess you can't say Xbox on, can you? Unless unless the Kinect stays on, like when it's plugged in. I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know. Screw everything that happened in the last hour of that.
Especially Cheapy getting a free Xbox and us not.
No, that was the best part.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Let me tell you something. I just learned something very important if I ever become an executive. The best way to end your press conference is say, everybody who's watching this press conference gets a free
Oprah
Xbox.
Yeah, Oprah's been doing that for years.
Because people were like, woo! Like, you know, during the whole, like, you know, no one was going crazy about, you know, running in place or anything like that.
And then everybody in our room was just like, son of a bitch!
Yeah. I booed.
That's funny. So, Flynn, what are your thoughts? Besides having an awesome mustache, best in show mustache, what do you think?
I don't know, the guy at the bowling alley may have topped that.
That's right. The guy had Lucky Strike. Very similar mustache.
Yeah, he's similar but little.
Yes.
More curly.
It depends on your style. I prefer the smaller Poirot style, personally.
I was thinking Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah, well, sure, that too. But I think, I don't know. I thought even the games that I wasn't interested in, you know, your I'll probably get crucified for this, but your Halos, your Gears of Wars, and your that sort of thing, I thought they looked really gorgeous. Like definitely the graphics have like taken a jump again. But the Kinect thing, I think I need to wait to see what it actually does, like for real, instead of watching someone else do it. I think there's a difference there.
You don't want to pet a virtual tiger?
No, I have an insane cat and a really great dog. I don't really need a virtual pet. But I will say, as far as like the voice command control, for somebody who lives with two completely tech unsavvy people, that'll be great for them, because now all I got to do is just turn it on and go, okay, just talk at it and it'll do whatever you want. You don't have to like mess with the 56 controls and not be able to figure out how to turn it on.
How many Zoom movies and music do you currently own?
Oh, yeah. None.
So it's not going to be useful at all now, is it?
No, if it works on Netflix,
I don't think it will.
All right, we're running out of time. David, your thoughts? Right. I know you said, you brought up a good point when we got out of there. You said you have a dog.
Yeah, I think downstairs neighbors and dogs are going to kill the product. I think the technology looks really great. I don't know if waving your arms is going to extend the life of the console for another 5 years. And I'm pretty sure that after 25 minutes of driving with an invisible wheel, you are going to get tired, no matter how much of a Jedi you are. Also, one of the reasons you play Jedi games is so that you don't have to be a Jedi. If I have to learn the moves of a Jedi to be a Jedi, I don't want to do it.
Right. That's a good point. But your dog will have a good time running around and ruining your game.
Yeah, exactly.
Jumping into your
picture. Exactly. And fighting the tiger.
Well, we have 15 seconds left. Closing thoughts. I really enjoyed getting the free Xbox.
Yes.
And I enjoyed the dismemberments in the beginning, and I enjoyed Shipwreck's graph. And all right, that's it. We will do this again soon.